Muy buenas tardes a todos los que están conectados a través del satélite Amazonas, el satélite Eutelsat 8.
Good evening to everyone who is connected through the satellite Amazonas, the satellite Eutelsat 8, and also the internet and other means of communication. Ministers and their congregations, and also warm greetings to the missionary Miguel Bermudez Marin. Today, Friday, May 3rd of this year, 2024. Our subject is the Second Dispensation Conscience, preached on March 14, 2015 in Lambare, Central Paraguay. He used the scripture of Ephesians chapter 1, 3-4, where he tells us, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, according as He had chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He had made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He had abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure which He had purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth." There in dispensation of the fulfillment, up there He writes eternity, and on the left side He writes disp of dispensation abbreviated. And in this other Bible, there in that same 10th verse, He draws Star of David there on the left. On verse 7, He also drawn a Star of David, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. The second dispensation, the conscience. You may please be seated. Our brother William tells us in a message, a greeting that he preached on July 22, 2008, a greeting to Villahermosa, Mexico. He tells us, "We know that it is all going to end with a big tent, a tent cathedral that was seen by the Reverend William Branham, and the full manifestation of God will be there, called the Third Pole by the Reverend William Branham. And from there, we already know that there will be nothing more to do on earth after the fulfillment of the manifestation of God in all of His fullness. Then comes the resurrection of the dead in Christ and the transformation of the living to go with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb." Now notice that after that whole manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the midst of the church is that the resurrection comes. But there are events that take place there so that the resurrection takes place. And it is that departure to the sixth dimension where Revelation 11 will be in complete fulfillment. And He tells us that at the end of His ministry, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them, kill them. Now notice that all of that happens after the fulfillment of that manifestation, of the fulfillment of the tenth vision. There cannot be a resurrection without the fulfillment of the tenth vision. And there cannot be a resurrection and a transformation without the title deed being in the midst of his church. That is why the resurrection and transformation will take place at this end time. And that is why he's going to go to the sixth dimension and gather together those who are in the sixth dimension, as it was in the first coming of the Lord. That departure of that ministry has not yet been fulfilled, in which God would be operating that ministry of Moses and Elijah, going to the sixth dimension and bring, after the 3.5 days, those who are there. That will be fulfilled at this end time. There will be a messenger who will fulfill that. Now, if the tenth vision, Brother Branham saw preaching, he saw altar call, he saw a prayer line, and he saw a ministry operating there, and today, we see the fulfillment of what was seen, that in the midst of the church, there would be a great tent cathedral, where the people would be working so that it would appear. And God would be making known the rapturing faith. And we are seeing that this stage, this phase, is being fulfilled. Then automatically, we can then also identify the instrument, the people, the place, and everything. Because it is the time to see face to face everything that was reflected, typified, and seen in dreams and visions. Now we are all seeing that promise made a reality. And notice that after that manifestation is when the resurrection will happen. That is why when here he continues to say, that is why, look, that is why it is so important to work for the fulfillment of that vision. Because if that tent cathedral was seen by the Reverend William Branham, whom God translated to the last day, then there must be a ministry with a people who are working on that project. Now notice, he was transported, translated to this end time. And notice here, on page 545, where he tells us at the top, at the beginning of the paragraph, or of the page, and did you notice that one angel I said in there was a strange angel? He looked more to me than any of the rest of them. You remember that? They were in a constellation, three on the side and one on the top. And the one right next to me here, counting from the left to the right, would have been the seventh angel. He was brighter, meant more to me than the rest of them. You remember? I said he had his chest out like that and was flying eastward. And there on the right, he writes east. You remember? Like that. I said, he picked me up, lift me up. You remember that? And he writes, Moses lifted up Elijah. Here it is. The one with the seventh seal. And he writes, Moses and Elijah have the second coming of Christ. The thing that I've wondered all my life. And that's where he writes in form of a question, who will be the man in whom the second coming will be fulfilled? Our brother William wrote that. Amen. Them all the seals meant a lot to me, of course, but oh, you don't know what this has meant. He writes, the second coming of the Lord. For one time in life, I prayed, I cried out to God after the Phoenix meeting any of the people there with me know I laid in the mountain. One morning, I got up and went up in Sabino Canyon, those great rugged high mountains, and I went up in there, and there's a little foot trail after you lead off, going up into Limon Mountain, which is a 30-mile walk, near about 30 foot of snow up there. So, up in the mountain, real early before day, he went there, real early before day, going up through this little foot trail, rolling rocks along. I felt led to turn this away, and I turned and went up into some great jagged rocks, oh my, hundreds of feet high, and I knelt down between those rocks. I laid down this Bible and laid down this book, this little tablet, and I said, Lord God, what does this vision mean? I said, Lord, does it mean my dying? You remember I told you I thought it might mean my death, because something exploded till it just shook me to pieces. You remember it? How many know it? Have heard it? Why, sure, see, all of you. And I thought it could mean my death. And then in the room I said, what was it, Lord? What does it mean? Does it mean I'm going to die? If it is, all right, I won't tell my family. Just let me go on, see, if my work is finished. And I said, now, what was it? But he sent me a witness back. You remember me telling you that it wasn't that. It was the furtherment of my work. And there he writes, an additional part of the work or ministry of Brother Branham equals of the bride. And he draws a cornerstone, the ages, and where it says, the furtherment of my work, from there he underlines and cycles that. And from there, furtherment, an arrow from there, to the part of the breach between the cornerstone and the ages. In other words, there in that space, where he's already forerunning, notice, where he in the seals, in the book of quotations, in the ages, he speaks to us about the foundation for someone else to stand on, and that just as John the Baptist has been sent to forerun the first coming of the Lord, his message would forerun the second coming. Now notice that he was placed in another additional part of the work or ministry. And notice that was also shown when he was placed above, in that place where he was looking toward and into the curtain of time, looking towards the most holy place of the spiritual temple of Christ, his church. And there he saw the two cherubims of olive wood covered with gold, whose wings were extended upon the mercy seat, and the other wings of the two cherubims touch an end of the most holy place and the other end. Brother Branham was seeing all of that in that vision by being transported to that place. He was then put or placed
un lugar que podía ver,
in a place where he could see. Notice, from the sixth dimension, one can see over here. And mira, when he looks, and the angel points out to him, he's pointing him toward the most holy place of the stage of the age of the cornerstone, in the midst of the people, of the bride, on this planet Earth, in the reality, the fulfillment of that spiritual temple. And here, he is telling us that this further meant of the work, which is and was to forerun the second coming of the Lord. And he goes on to say here, the Heavenly Father knows this, just as true as you've seen that come to pass. Those angels come down and vindicated every message to be the same. Then you know whether it comes from God or not. It was foretold you by a vision. I couldn't tell you until the service over, because I was forbidden to. He was forbidden to speak about this, because he, the angel, had told him, you won't tell anyone anything about this. Now, notice what our brother William keeps saying here. He says, let's read this paragraph again. That is why it is so important to work for the fulfillment of that vision, because if that 10th cathedral was seen by the Reverend William Branham, who got transported, translated to the last day, then there must be a ministry with a people who are working on that project. Because it wasn't a tent of the Reverend William Branham, but of another person who had a ministry in which the presence of God was in all of its fullness. And the angel who accompanied the Reverend William Branham also moved to that tent and to the small place, to that little room, where he says that he was speaking to someone above where he was. Notice, let us turn to 548 on the Book of the Seals, where it says, on that page, and just then he picked me up, he took me up and set me way up high to where a meeting was going on. Looked like a tent or cathedral of some sort. And I looked, and there was a little box, like little place over in the side. And I seen that light was talking to somebody above me. And he writes, 50 Elijah 8H. That light that you see there on the picture, he writes 7th age, it whirled away from me like that and went over that tent and said, I'll meet you there. And said, this will be the third pool and you won't tell it to nobody. There is where he writes, the light was speaking to someone. To a prophet. He wrote that. And there he draws a cornerstone and the ages and an arrow toward the cornerstone. Now notice that he saw that the pillar of fire was speaking to someone. To whom? To the person through whom God was operating the ministry of Moses and Elijah there at that time. Our brother William keeps saying, therefore, we can see what will be the culmination of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ here on earth, to then go with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb. The second dispensation, conscience. Let us stand and let us listen to this subject, which contains many important things which give us a fuller picture about what is happening at this end time in the midst of the church. What is happening? What is happening is the fulfillment of that vision, the second dispensation, conscience. Let's leave with us our dear brother and friend,
el doctor
William Soto Santiago.